I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
We have committed to our listeners to make sure we keep you posted on all the latest news that is vaping. Utah's Morning News had a story that caught our attention about an illegal spiking of vape products, made dozens of people in Utah sick.
Yeah, Mary Richards had this report this morning.
It was a woman who moved from Utah to California about 9 years ago. Janelle Thompson founded an e-cigarette company to let people vape cannabis extract. These products even landed in award show gift bags in L.A. Within a few months, though, YOLO, spiked with synthetic marijuana, began being sold around Salt Lake City, and more than 50 people here had been poisoned by the time that outbreak ended early last year. A former bookkeeper for the California company tipped off the Utah Poison Control Center, they told investigators, and now Thompson faces up to at least 40 years in prison.
40 years.
Wow.
Ooh, man. Earning a buck, probably not worth it.
So it was an outbreak last year that we're talking about. 50 people around Salt Lake City poisoned, according to investigators, by the time the outbreak had ended. Most of them connected to a vape called YOLO, according to Mary's report. And police tracing the outbreak to a woman in San Diego, Janelle Thompson. What's her connection to Utah? Well, according to reports, she was from Utah. So she's alleged now to be the, quote, drug trafficker, moved, quote, massive quantities of synthetic marijuana, CBD, starting in 2014. Now, Dave, the sentence of a lifetime.
Yeah, this is incredible. This is part of the problem where we can't make a decision whether we're all in on vape or we're all out on vape, because the FDA hasn't regulated it, because they haven't approved it, because we don't know what is actually in those dang pods, we don't know what's happening. And as we're becoming more educated, we're starting to find out that these illnesses that were unexplained, these sicknesses, well, we're starting to tie them back now, and we're starting to figure out and find out that these black market cartridges and pods are dangerous.
We're talking about the three things that you need to know today about vaping. All kinds of new information coming out over the weekend. We're whittling it down for you here on the Dave and Dejanovic Show. Andrew Hull, our producer, I'm going to ask you to look up the latest statistics on how many people in Utah are sick and jump in the booth with us, or how many people are, you know, now potentially connected, their lung illness is connected to vaping. I know there were some new numbers released by the Utah Department of Health last week. Andrew Hull's looking up those numbers for us, Dave. In the meantime, we've got the new vape rules that go into effect in Utah today. Dave, have you noticed any changes?
Oh, yeah, huge changes. Basically, everybody just said, you know what, the best thing to bring into my lungs is just clean oxygen, you know, maybe a little I don't know, car exhaust. I don't know.
The new restrictions require vape shops to post health warnings. Now, you're not a frequent flyer at vape shops, Dave.
No.
I doubt that your children are either. You don't have this issue going on in your home. I had it going on in my home. And my daughter came on the show several weeks ago, my 19-year-old daughter named Katie, who is just the light of my life. And she divulged to our listeners that she was vaping in secret.
She fessed up.
Mm-hmm. Now, these new vape shop rules or new warning signs will be posted at vape shops, warning about vaping of THC. And only businesses with special licenses will now be able to sell flavored vape juices. Those new rules were supposed to start earlier this month. If you remember, you're probably saying, hey, look, these things were supposed to go into effect earlier this month. Well, the deadline got pushed back to today to give the business owner some time to get ready.
And that is code to sell off your product. Make sure that you're not taking a terrible loss.
And this is a temporary rule that lawmakers have put in place, or excuse me, that the health department has put in place as they mull over an outright ban of vape juices here in the state of Utah. Here's Representative Paul Ray, and when we talked to him earlier this month about this issue.
The best thing we can do for public policy is just to ban vaping altogether.
You want an all-out ban.
That's what it looks like. I mean, there's nothing safe about it.
And I would guess that in the upcoming session, there's going to be some concrete bills that get passed through. But the problem is we're in October. Nothing's going to happen until February. So are we going to wait and see how many people get sick, how many people die? Is it going to, we had our first death just a few weeks ago that was vape related. So is it going to take more deaths? Is it going to take more kids getting sick? Because the Utah Department of Health is getting somewhere around 10, 12 new cases that they have to investigate because they think there may be related to vaping.
There's also a third detail we want you to know about, and then I'm going to give you a plus one in a minute. National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. It's been expanded. The drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. But there's a sheriff in Minnesota learned about the change just the other day.
Man or woman made THC cartridges. You don't know what the heck's in there.
So here's the deal. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is set for Saturday nationwide. I'm curious how this is going to be impacting people who want to get rid of their devices here in Utah. We ought to be checking into that this week and let our listeners know. What's the number that of illnesses that the health department is talking about now, Andrew?
Yeah, these are numbers as of last Tuesday, and again, we're awaiting more numbers today. Actually, there have been 83 cases of vaping related lung disease reported in Utah, with an additional 11 potential cases being investigated right now.
And that's what we're seeing is every week there are more people that are coming down that are getting sick. And a huge portion of these individuals, of these 83 cases, have needed breathing assistance. Many have ended up in the intensive care unit, and we have had a fatality. There is a lot to be concerned about. We're not entirely certain how to go about it, Deb. We're kind of spinning our wheels a little bit. Right now, we're just saying, hey, everyone, be careful. Don't vape THC. There may be some black market things going on here that's making you sick. And with this new revelation that 50 people around Salt Lake City were poisoned by an outbreak last year from a vape called YOLO, that tells us that this is not just a bad batch somewhere, that this is happening all across the country from various sources.
And here's your plus one on the three things that you should know about vaping. The new information coming out over the weekend. Juul's pulled fruity flavors. Oh, thank you, Juul. Juul Labs announcing they would only sell menthol, mint, and tobacco nicotine pods. And they're going to ban or no longer distribute pods that are flavored with things like cucumber, mango, fruit medley.
Why would you ever want a vape cucumber flavor?
Blueberry pizzazz.
That's crazy. Apple. This is the problem I have with focusing on the fruity flavors. Is vaping dangerous? I think by banning the fruity flavors, we're missing the big question, which is it dangerous or not? If it's dangerous, then just being able to vape menthol, mint, and tobacco, it doesn't help anybody. If you're addicted to nicotine, you're going to be fine with whatever flavor they throw at you.
Next, the story that I just could not wait to debate with Noriega. A woman goes on a Facebook rant about her neighbors handing out cheap Halloween candy. I think it's hilarious, but does her definition of cheap candy match yours? We'll go down her list next.
It's 11:44. Final segment of the show coming up in just a few minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic. We have breaking news all morning long. And Dave and Debbie get into the stories deep.
More in depth.
9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Shari's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Shari's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Shari, anywhere you get your podcasts.